Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Abigail Heckbert, and I'm the station manager of Radio Laurier.
And I'm Britt Kovacs, president and publisher of Elucid.
And you're listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large, and give us a chance to get to know them a bit better. Joining us today is Emma Murphy, running for
The board of directors.
Awesome. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us. Just going to start off with a couple of icebreaker questions. What program and year are you in?
I'm currently in my third year here at Laurier, and I'm in the biology program. I'm also taking a minor in psychology, dipping my toes into a couple other things as well, but nothing too serious.
Oh, that's awesome. They both sound pretty interesting. What made you come to Laurier to begin with?
So I decided to come to Laurier on my campus tour, actually. I just felt super welcomed by the campus, which was great. And it's actually funny because I'm currently a campus tour guide. So it's kind of full circle, which is pretty interesting.
Are there any shows or movies that you've enjoyed recently? Obviously, we have a lot of movie watching time on our hands.
I know, especially during these times. I've always been a big like Criminal Minds and Grey's Anatomy fan. I feel like, yes, I've been watching those forever because there's so many seasons. Mm-hmm. I am just starting Euphoria though, because it's
that's a good one.
Yeah, it's all over my social media, so I feel like I have to start watching it. So I just started that one.
Yeah, awesome. I still have to watch episode 2 from last night, so thank you for the reminder.
No problem.
Our last icebreaker question is, what advice would you give to your first year self?
The advice that I would give to my first year self would be to not worry or stress too much about what other people think. Coming into university, I wanted to try a lot of things, but there was definitely those nerves that I wasn't sure if I'd be good at things or how things would go. So definitely just diving into things head first and not being so hesitant and scared to try new things.
That's awesome. That's some pretty good advice. Now we're going to head into our interview questions. So our first question is, can you tell me what you think the role of the SU Board of Directors is?
Yeah, so in my eyes, the Board of Directors position is kind of there to represent the students. Honestly, in my first year, I didn't know much about the SU and things like that. So getting into it in like my third year and my second year looking more into it has definitely opened my eyes. But I would say that they're there to represent the students and kind of be their voice, because especially when there is so many students in the school, it's kind of hard to get things across. And it's good to have a board like that where students can speak and help make decisions and things.
Yeah, that's excellent. So can you speak to your experience within the Students' Union or anywhere externally you feel that is relevant for the role?
Yeah, of course. So I am pretty involved on campus. Like I said, I wanted to try a lot of new things. One thing I'm involved in is Greek life. So I'm in Alpha Omega Sorority. And I feel that this is relevant because it has given me a lot of experience both on campus and off campus. It's taught me a lot about other students. I've met a ton of people that I would not have met. Another relevant thing is I am part of the Debate Society. I'm actually the president. I've been the president of that for 2 years now. And that has kind of given me a lot of experience in a leadership role and having to juggle a lot of different people, a lot of different opinions and things like that. So I would say that those are two pretty relevant things. And then the last thing would be, as I mentioned, I am a campus tour guide. And this helps me a lot because not only am I on campus with my fellow peers and other students, but I'm kind of that connecting point to new students coming in. So a lot of the times they'll give me feedback on like the feel of campus, or sometimes they'll just mention like what they're looking for in a university. So it's pretty interesting to be that bridge between new students here and possible students coming.
That sounds really awesome. So what made you want to, I know you're super involved, but what made you want to run for the board of directors?
So one is just to get myself out there and try new things, of course. But the other thing that I wanted to, the other reason I wanted to run, it's part of my platform, and that's in making more of an inclusive board. It is pretty male dominated right now, which might not always cover all bases of the students here at Laurier. So I did just want to run to kind of help even it out, and try and get on there to make sure everyone is being represented. So that is a big part of why I ran, other than just being interested in the students' union and, you know, the typical answer of wanting to get involved and try new things.
Yeah, definitely. Representation is extremely important. So I guess specifically, what characteristics do you hold that makes you feel you're qualified to hold a position on the board?
So I feel like there is a couple of traits that I have that do make me a good candidate. I feel that one of the important ones that I have is open-mindedness. I think it's really important in a position like this to be open-minded, because not everyone is always going to have the same opinion as me. And when I am on a board representing students, I think it's really important for anyone to be able to understand all points of view, because it's important not to just push for what's in your individual best interest, but in the best interest of the students. So being able to be open-minded like that is really important. Another good quality that I have, I would say, is I am very outgoing. I do try a lot of new things, and I'm never really scared to speak up or anything. So I think that that's really important, especially when you're on something that your opinion does matter, and it is super important.
That sounds awesome. How important do you believe transparency is to the board, and what tangible steps will you take to ensure this during your term?
So I think that transparency is super important. We are representing the students, so it's only fair that the students know what we're doing, what we're chatting about. I know that I like transparency. I like to know what's being discussed and, you know, what opinions are being put forward. Some steps that I would take to make this tangible, a couple ideas. One would be taking detailed meeting notes, or maybe doing like a little summary after every meeting and releasing that, things like that, trying to put it out on social media more so that it reaches more students, because I know, especially myself in first year, I wouldn't go searching on like the SU site for forms and notes and things like that. So making it more accessible, using social media and things like that, to make sure that the student body does know what's going on and what's happening on the inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great ideas. I mean, given the nature of being a director on the board, we can assume it would be stressful at times. And so how are you with managing stress and just overall adapting to unexpected circumstances?
So I would say that I've learned to be quite good at it. I can't say that myself 3 years ago was good at those stressful situations, but I am quite a busy person. I have two jobs and extracurriculars and things like that. So I've really learned to not only manage my time, but also manage my workload and my stress. I have a really great support system. I make sure to take time to myself on weekends and things like that. As for like quick changes and things being thrown at me, I like to label myself as a pretty good problem solver. So not freaking out when those things happen and kind of trying to find solutions immediately to get over any roadblocks there may be. So overall, I would say that I'm pretty good in those situations, and it's nice being on the board because I'll have peers to turn to as well. I won't just be on my own.
That sounds great. It sounds like you have a good set of skills within that area. As a potential director on the board, you'll be expected to work as a member of a team or group in general. Why do you think you'll be able to do this effectively?
So one reason is just going back to like the open-mindedness. I do like to think of myself as a person that is really understanding, especially with other people and their opinions. I always like to say that it's better to work to understand the other side of things rather than always trying to go against the other side. So I think that's one really big quality that is really important when working in a team. And I think that the other thing that kind of sets me up well for this is I do have a lot of experience in working in teams and things like that, both in school and outside of school. So I've kind of learned to work with other people, especially people with different traits, different qualities, different opinions. So through my experience in university so far, that has set me up quite well for working in a team and a group.
Yeah, absolutely. If elected, what are your plans for each of the campuses and how will you encourage unity between them?
My two big things that I do want to do is, of course, the making things more inclusive, kind of leveling out the board. The other thing I really want to work on is more mental health resources. As for the two campuses as individuals, I think that having meetings between the two campuses, it would be really helpful. Again, just like it's important to have transparency with the students, it's also super important to have transparency between campuses, kind of getting involved with the other campus, whether that be maybe having virtual socials if we have to, or in-person socials with people from Brantford as well as Waterloo to kind of get us interconnected and on the same page. I think it is really important to have a strong relationship between the two campuses. I know it's hard when they feel like they're very divided, when they're not as divided as people may think. So I think that that's really important. Other than that, I would say that it's important to kind of advocate, I guess you could say, for the other campus, like Brantford, talking about what's going on in Waterloo and vice versa, kind of just opening like a streamline for students so that they feel as if they're connected to both campuses and not just the one that they're studying at.
For sure. Those are some great answers. Can you provide a praise of the current board of directors?
Yeah, of course. I think that the current board of directors is doing great. There's definitely some big shoes to fill. I know that I've spoken to a lot of them personally, some I knew before, some I didn't even know until I was just currently running. They're all a super great help, and I think that they work very well together. I would love to take a lot of the things that they did and kind of model after them, because I do think that they did very well. And yeah.
Awesome. What would you like to build upon next year? Anything that you haven't mentioned thus far?
I don't think that there's anything that hasn't been mentioned. I think that it's also kind of up to the discretion of if we're virtual or in person. I think that that kind of affects not just how things run, but also how students feel. So I think that just depending on how the next year goes, there's definitely going to be things that come up, things that change and stuff like that. So it's hard to set in stone what I would like to do, especially with these situations persisting.
Absolutely. How will you support your team and encourage cohesion in the students' union?
So one big thing is definitely communication. So I think it's really important to not only speak at meetings, but kind of speak throughout the time, like check in on each other. I think it's really important to not only just have a relationship like as like peers on a board, but also kind of relationship out of that. I feel like it just sets a smoother sea to sail when everyone is, you know, content with each other and those relationships are built upon. I think it's also really important to do things like check-ins. I know we talked about earlier that there can be a lot of responsibility, a lot of things can pile up. So making sure to kind of check on everyone, I would say, is really helpful. I know I don't always reach out for help, but it's always really great when someone messages me and will check in on me. So I would love to do the same for other people.
Yeah, it's a really important thing and a great way to build rapport for sure. One of our last questions is, how do you view the relationship between student media and the students' union?
So I feel that we could definitely have a bit of a better media presence. this kind of also ties back to transparency, like posting on the social medias more. I know everything does go up on the website, but everything is so big on social media right now that I feel that that could really be used in a beneficial way to kind of spread the word about the Students' Union, about what the Students' Union does, doing fun little like graphics and slides about what we actually do as a board of directors and, you know, the other positions across the Students' Union. So I feel like the media relationship is good right now, of course, but could be stronger and used more beneficially for certain things.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great answer. Sorry. And then I guess more specifically, in terms of student publications for like the student newspaper with the Court or Radio Laurier and just that relationship between the two.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that they do have a strong relationship. But also being completely honest, there's a lot of resources that I didn't really learn about until later in my university career. For example, the Cord, I just recently started reading that and things. So I know that there's a lot of great resources on campus and they do have a strong connection with the board. I know when I read the Cord recently, it was about interviews with the current board of directors, and that was a really great read. So I do think that the relationship is strong in, you know, helping the board of directors and like the SU president and things like that and doing those like fun interviews, especially like this. I don't think I would have had the experience to get things like this out without getting to meet you guys. So thank you for that, obviously. But yeah, so I think that it is really helpful and really beneficial, not only just for, you know, the board of directors and people running for it, but also for the students to just be able to hear the opinions and hear from candidates and things.
For sure. So just to wrap up, is there anything else you would like to take a chance to say to potential voters?
I don't think so, other than make sure to, you know, watch out for platforms, do some reading. I know that it's not always on the top of your radar to like read through everything, but a lot of my fellow candidates and I, our platforms are really great, and the board of directors is there for you. So it is super important to get involved with that. And yeah, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Emma. Thank you for lending us some of your time. We appreciate you meeting with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.